Good morning. I'm Debbie Holmes on 89.7 NPR News. Columbus City Council is turning its attention to the far east side of the city. Council holds a public hearing tonight on creating the Far East Community Reinvestment Area, or CRA. It's meant to encourage revitalization in a residential area through tax credits and other incentives. With me to talk about that is Hannah Jones, Deputy Director with the Columbus Development Department. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Debbie.
The area we're talking about is called the Far East Side. Roughly includes what streets, what area?
Yeah, so the geography is approximately Big Walnut Creek, Refugee Road, Bryce Road, a portion of Black Lake Creek to the south, and then it follows a couple of neighborhood streets. We're up against the township boundaries as well as the census tract. So it is roughly the Refugee Road, Bryce Road, No Bigsby area.
What can you tell us about what's happened through the last couple decades there?
I think that you are seeing a lot of the change that a lot of communities and larger cities are experiencing, which is for that a large amount of time, you had a lot of residents who moved to the suburbs and the outer areas of the city. And what we are seeing nationally is an effort by residents to move back to the urban core. And so a lot of the areas, especially in our community around 270, that for a long time were successful, are starting to lose population. And frankly, the housing stock and the commercial corridors are starting to age. So we have to start looking at different approaches out there to reinvest in those areas and make them more attractive again.
So there's a mixture of housing there right now. Is that correct? And you want to keep it a mixture?
Yes. What we really want to focus on, though, is that there are decent and safe and sanitary housing options, both on the rental and the homeownership side. So, yes, it is our desire to continue to see a mix of housing options, but also that no matter how you live in the area, that there are options that best serve you.
And there are some incentives for developers to come into a CRA. There's a 15-year, 100% property tax abatement included under the city's housing incentive policy. Do you think that these are really needed for this kind of development right now?
Sure, yes. In a lot of our communities, what we see is that oftentimes the cost of development is not able to offer rents that are affordable to our residents who need it. So in this case, we were approached by a developer who was interested in doing a larger project that would serve some of our mid-level, mid-tier income residents, and we really saw an opportunity to capitalize on that.
You know, there are some people who have been critical of these abatements. What is your response to them?
I think that oftentimes it depends on where in the city you're talking about. I think that with the review of our overall tax abatement policy last year, the administration did not shy away from recognizing that it was time for us to reevaluate that, and that is why we changed the way that we structure our system. The market is still very sensitive, and so it really is kind of a discussion that is hard to do with a broad brush, but is often based project by project and neighborhood by neighborhood.
Will changes happen in 5 years or 10 years or 15?
So just like it was a very slow decline, I think that seeing progress also takes an extended amount of time. In the short term, you know, this project, I think the specific project that was the catalyst for this conversation will be coming out of the ground in the next couple of years.
And that will be what then?
This project, 248 affordable units coming to the community.
Well, thanks so much. I've been talking with Hannah Jones with Columbus's Development Department about the city's efforts to revitalize the Far East Side of the city. Thanks again.
Thank you.